Part 1. Now, first tell me something about yourself. Tell me about where you live in your country. Is the place you live in large or small? I live in Hamilton, which is what I suppose you would call a small city. It has a population of about 140,000 people, and it's quite a little place which services the local farming community. We don't have any heavy industry in Hamilton, but there is a university. Is it a beautiful place? To me it is. There are some people who would say it's not beautiful, but I like it. There aren't any big mountains or anything, but it has a lot of green trees and grass, and there's a beautiful big river running right through the center of it. Flowers everywhere and lots of gardens. I think it's lovely. Is there anything you don't like about this city? Well, the fact that it's small, of course, means that you don't get a lot of the amenities that you'd find in a bigger city. If you're interested in art galleries or the symphony or opera, which I am, Hamilton is not exactly a good place to be. You have to jump in a car and drive for an hour or so to the big city for those kinds of things. Next, we'll talk about numbers. Are there any numbers considered to be lucky or unlucky in your culture? I would say there are an awful lot of individuals who consider that some numbers are lucky or unlucky. But if you mean society-wide, sure, there are a few. The number 13, for example, is widely regarded as being unlucky, particularly if it refers to a date when something will happen, and especially if it's Friday the 13th. Do you think that some numbers are luckier or unluckier than others? No, I don't think any numbers are lucky or unlucky. Why not? Well, it's difficult to imagine any number having any influence at all on the physical world. But I guess it could affect someone's emotional state if they thought a number was lucky or unlucky. Let's talk about motorbikes now. Have you ever owned a motorbike? Well, I haven't actually owned a motorcycle, but I did have possession of one at one time. When I was younger, I swapped my two-seater sports car for my friend's motorbike. He had a girlfriend at the time and he really wanted to take her on a date, so I lent him my car and I had his bike for a while. That was a lot of fun. What are some of the advantages of motorbikes in the city? I think there are a lot of obvious advantages: fuel efficiency, easy parking, being able to get around in traffic easily and quickly. But they come with a number of drawbacks too, of course. You are vulnerable not only to the weather, but to injury. Do you think motorbike are safe form of transport? Absolutely not. Not in the society we live in, where people love their cars and have no respect for others on the road.